This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Noise cancelling.
Ah, that's much better. Let's begin, shall we? Hit me. Hey guys, welcome to a very special episode on Geek Squad. So, I've been using the Sony WF-1000XM3. Yeah, I know, it's not really a great name, but these wireless noise-cancelling earbuds are quite something. But before we begin, let me remind you that everyone has a slightly different ear shape and a head-related transfer function, which means how an ear would receive sound from a point in space. Also, I often use this more when I'm alone, having my lunch or my dinner, and really nothing beats having a companion with you when you're having a meal, and that companion for me has either been YouTube or Netflix. And when I was traveling recently to Singapore, walking around the mall, in the public transports, and in Grab cars, that's where these earbuds have been really helpful for me. So let's start with the design of these earbuds. They aren't the slimmest buds that you can find, nor do they kind of like hide in your ears like some of the smaller buds do in the market. They stick out, and they stick out quite a fair bit, almost making it look like you have a Bluetooth earpiece on you as you wear it. In the box also comes in a variety of ear tips, and you would probably find a size that fits your ear perfectly. The case is something that I'm not such a big fan of because of the size, and it also surprisingly doesn't support wireless charging. Thankfully though, it does have a USB Type-C support, so that's one less cable for me to worry. But it isn't really pocketable for me in my, you know, especially when you wear like slim jeans and stuff. I think the design of the case is fantastic. The colors that I have, the one that I have is the black with rose gold lid, and I think the colors look perfect. It's just that it may be slightly too big. The magnetic opening and closing of the lid, the magnets that suck your buds in when you put them in, those things I really like. There's just something about it that makes you feel really happy when you, you know, put the buds in those case. Sony claims that you could get around 6 hours of battery life with the noise cancelling turned on, and the case gives you another 18 hours, so that makes it a whole 24 hours. And so far with my usage, I actually never had to really charge it halfway through when I'm using it, or even on my travels recently, that actually lasted throughout the whole weekend without ever needing to charge from the power source. The case was good enough for me because I didn't use it when I was going to sleep, nor was I using it all the time. But enough about that. When buying headphones or earbuds, you only want to know one thing. How does it sound? And to me, this is the best sounding earbuds you can buy in the market right now. Boosted, but yet it has a very clean bass. It's got great tonality. It's very well balanced. It has almost perfect treble that doesn't quite pokes you in your ear. You're really just getting the best overall package and earbuds has to offer in the market today. There's nothing really much to say other than, you know, getting technical about this. And actually, besides listening to music, when you're on the go, watching movies with the Sony earbuds are actually really good. It's got probably one of the best imaging compared to other earbuds, and there's hardly any lag or latency issues. To me, they sound impressive, and it really does pull you in. And what about the noise cancelling? Well, if you've tried the Sony MX3 headphones, that's considered to be like the leader in noise cancelling, and to me, that kind of removes about 85% of the noise around you. These earbuds, they remove about 60 to maybe 70% of the sound around you. They're impressive, you know, especially when you want to remove white noise or commute sounds. It wipes away almost all of those sounds, but you could still probably hear the chimes of the train doors opening and closing. You could probably make up what people are talking when they're close to you to some degree. More like the high frequency sound that still gets in through. But overall, to me, they're fantastic. And if you ask me, are they good for your commute? Absolutely. Are they great for your office? Definitely. Are they perfect for your meal by yourself? Well, we strike three and we're home. Yes, they're good as well. Comfort-wise, I've never really worn these buds for like more than 2 hours or so. They feel great in that time, but my commute so far, or even my travels recently, they've really not just been more than 2 hours. But there are a couple of times where I feel like I needed to press the earbuds for a better fit, as I have this thing called a wet ear syndrome, where my ears tend to be slightly moist, and this doesn't quite help with any buds. Thankfully though, they have yet to fallen off my ear, so they do feel secure in them. Connectivity was very stable most, I think about 99% of the time. What happened to the 1%, Jeff? Well, you may ask. Well, there is that one time where one of the bud wasn't really responsive and all you had to do was just put it back into the case and then you got to take it out again. But other than that, I've really not had any issues in terms of connection drop in any of my usage, be it when, you know, I'm having a meal by myself or when I'm in Grab. And the app that comes with it, the companion app that comes with it, allows you to customize to give it its full potential to your own satisfaction. At the start of me using the Sony earbuds, I felt, you know, it didn't quite fit, the sound profile wasn't quite right, the noise cancellation wasn't quite right. And, you know, I was like, hang on a minute. And a colleague of mine told me, you got to get the app. And once I had the app, you were able to fine-tune a lot of the details that would really make up the remainder, you know, probably when I first got it was maybe about 70% of like how I would like my earbuds to sound. With the app, it helps you to achieve that remainder 30% to get that sound that really fits you. Because again, as I mentioned at the start of the show, everyone has a different ear and has different ways of listening to music or watching TV. I like a more balance and more clarity. Some people like more bass. So with the app, you are able to actually do so much more with the sound and also the noise cancellation features on the earbuds itself. So I have to say though, the app is really important when it comes to having a good solid earbuds. Overall though, for me, this is a superb package by Sony. The looks, the feel, the materials that they use, the sound, the noise cancelling, the battery life, the companion app, it's almost perfect. And I say almost because there are a couple of things that I would really want to see improve in the next version. A slimmer case is by far my number one request because, you know, it has to come also with wireless charging capabilities. Water resistance, because, you know, honestly, you can't really take this to the gym because it's not sweatproof either. All that aside, if you're looking for an earbuds, the Sony WF-1000XM3 would sound just about right. It retails for a recommended price of 949 ringgit, but if you just keep an eye out for online sales and discounts, you are actually able to get it for much cheaper price. So keep an eye out for that. That has been the review of the Sony WF-1000XM3. And we'll come back with Geek Tunes right after this. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Backing feminist movements. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And we're back with Geek Squawks. My name is Jeff Sandra, together with Culture Pops Matt Amate. So earlier on, I was doing the review of the Sony WF-1000XM3 earbuds. The name is a mouthful, but, you know, go and check it out. Matt, what do we have for King of Culture?
We have another book. I do apologize. I keep giving people things to read. This is actually a bit of an old one. Mm. It's A Short History of Nearly Everything by the travel writer Bill Bryson. It's one of the last books that I read in print, and I decided to listen to the audiobook again recently. And it is a fantastic primer for anyone interested in science. You've got the Big Bang, human evolution, chemistry, physics. I mean, you have the historical basis of a lot of these things as well. It is it's funny, it's easy to understand. There isn't a lot of complicated maths, and it goes into the backstories of, you know, people like Einstein and Marie Curie, and you know, talks
it
a little bit.
It doesn't overload with
doesn't overload. Yeah. No, I mean, it's very anecdotal. Yeah. So, you know, you hear about the stories around it, like, for example, the way people put radioactive materials into every kind of product. I mean, up until I think the 1930s, uranium and other isotopes were put into toothpaste because it was thought that they gave you a really glowing white smile. They did, but it's because they were setting your brain on fire. You know, so it's all of this kind of thing. And the reason I'm also mentioning it is because one of the most fascinating parts is when he starts talking about human evolution and the human body. And he has a new book, which has just come out, which I haven't read yet, so I can't recommend that yet. I imagine that'll be coming in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And that is called Simply the Body. So A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. Fantastic. Well worth you picking up. It does look very thick when you grab the book on the shelf, but it is little chunks, so you can just dip into and out of it.
Or you could get the audiobook, which is what you're doing.
Or the audiobook as well, available at all audiobook retailers, not one specific one. Yeah.
There you have it. So now it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. The worlds of work and businesses are changing. For entrepreneurs, the horizon is limited only by their imagination and drive. TM1's hyper-connected ecosystem creates an integrated framework of cloud, data, and security services that enables entrepreneurs to run fully automated businesses 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with little human input. Controlling those operations can be as simple as logging into a unified control panel with instant access to site and app data, your pipeline, as well as your customer service and logistics management, allowing you to design your business process from the ground up for maximum scalability. The hyper-connected ecosystem, and all made possible by TM1. And that was your TM1 Tech Minute. Matt, what do we have for Geek Tunes?
Well, we have another old track, or rather a new version of an old track. Now, a lot of listeners will remember the old Underworld track, Born Slippy, which is a kind of, you know, acid house rave track from the 90s. It was the theme to the Trainspotting movie.
Yeah.
It was covered last year by a British folky guy called Kevin Pierce. So this is a kind of acoustic reworking of the dance floor track. So this is Kevin Pierce with Born Slippy.
BFM 89.9.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.